Welcome back, 97.1. We're joined this morning by Michigan head football coach Sherrone Moore. Sherrone, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. I saw you said after the Texas game that it stings and it should, talking about the loss. So if we could start there, just what bothered you the most looking back to that game on Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, obviously a loss. We haven't lost at home in a very long time. And, you know, I think since 2020. I haven't lost in season since 21, so losing is not something we'd like to do, and something we don't want to do often. So for us, it, you know, just how we played. We didn't think we played our best game. Credit to them, they executed, but we've got a lot to fix. But excited for today to get better.
What offensively would be the number one task? What's the one thing that it can instantly make everything better? What do you need to see offensively?
Yeah, first thing is just taking care of the football, and that's everybody. It's quarterback, but, you know, people always look at the quarterback. It's route detail in those. It's making plays on the ball and then pass catchers securing the ball and runners securing the football. So if we can take care of the football, that'll put us in a much better place.
The defense in the game, it looked like they were outmatched, which I guess talent-wise was surprising to us. What happened where you guys just couldn't seem to get Texas offense off the field?
No, I think they did a really good job on third downs. We didn't get off the field enough on third downs. That was a big piece of it, and tackling. So for us, it's going back to the fundamentals of tackling, block destruction, doing those things of our angles and our four pillars to get better.
Will you be leaning on the captains, the leaders of this team, whether it's offense, defense, special teams? Will you be leaning on them to lead the charge in regards to improvement?
Yeah, I mean, they already have been. I mean, after the game, not far after, there's kids in here watching it. They're all the guys are in here Sunday. You know, we had a team meeting and asked everybody, you know, and I kind of knew the answer. Who's already watched the film? And it was glaring. Everybody threw their hands up. So, and that was before we even watched it with the players, with their coaches. So the kids are taking full responsibility, but it's everybody's responsibility for us, coaches, players. But we're going to do this together. We're going to continue to have resolve and get better together.
Talking to Michigan head football coach Sherrone Moore, you mentioned offensively it's not just about the quarterback, but it is the most important position on offense. What do you say to the argument that you guys should have used the portal to upgrade that position?
Yeah, I think for us, you look at the plays that happened in the game. For the turnovers that happened, there's two things that happened. One, the first one was a ball that was tipped off of a receiver's hands, and if that's caught, we're having a different discussion. And two, we ran the wrong route, and it's a timing route. And if we bend across the safety's face, it's going to be a big play. So those two things take away those two turnovers, and you know, that's a whole different story.
Do you think you have the talent in that quarterback room to be able to right the ship and win games and possibly win a Big Ten championship?
Yeah, I think we do. I think for us it's going to be about taking care of the football, number one, and then doing the little things, and everybody around him doing those things to make that person better, because it can't just be him. It's got to be everybody. It's got to be the running game. It's got to be the O-line, receivers, tight ends, all of us together helping that quarterback.
Whether it's Davis Warren or Alex Orji, we've had phone calls from people bringing up Jaden Davis. Could you guess give us an update on him? Where is he in terms of the pecking order, the depth chart? How far away is he from challenging for more reps at the position?
Yeah, I mean, he's getting reps in practice, and all those guys are getting reps in practice. So the best guys, the guys that practice the best, as always, are going to be the guys that start. So he's getting better and better, but still, you know, for him as a freshman, he's got to still process and do the things that you need to do to win.
How do you stress the offensive line, challenge them to get better, and where do you need to see improvement up front?
Yeah, the big thing for me, I thought, was strain and little fundamental details and pad level and hand placement, which was day one teaching. And you can't let a big game environment void you from your fundamentals. And I think that's where we lost our luxury a little bit. Like, we just got to hone in on the little things that has made us great. And then if we continue to do that, that'll help us. So that's what we're getting back to do, getting back to the basics, the fundamentals of how we're going to get better and stressing those, because you get what you emphasize.
The offensive line's been the strength for years. I don't know if you would put it in the same category at this point, probably still a work in progress. What do you consider the strength of your offense? In an ideal world, the identity of this football team is what offensively?
Yeah, ideal world, you want your O-line to be the leaders of not only your offense, but your team. And for us, the past 3 years, that's been the leaders of our team, has been the offensive line. And so for us, that's, we're going to lean on making sure they get better and continue to do that, so that it helps us develop a good run game and play actions and run actions and stuff off of it. But for us, that's what we got to do.
How do you I talk about challenging these different positions, but the wide receiver needs to, you need more production. Some of that is offensive line and protection. Some of it's quarterback play. But who in that wide receiver room are you seeing step up, and who needs to play better?
Yeah, I think as a whole group, you know, we just want those guys to go make plays. Excited to watch them this week. You know, Samaj is really, you know, he made some plays later in the game, so want to see him continue to do that. Want to see Tyler Morris do it. Want to see Kendrick Bell and C.J. Charleston. But all those guys, Fred Moore, Marion Walker, you know, all those guys need to have big roles in these coming weeks to make sure we're successful.
We saw Davis Warren in the fourth quarter, now because of under distress, but he got outside the pocket. Do you see that as something that could be a positive for him? Maybe roll him out, try and get him outside, clear view of the field, but also it can aid in protection on the offensive line. Is that something that you might try and do more of?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's always been something that he could do, and we did it a little. We did it in the first game as well, and some in last game. But it's going to be part of, you know, the play action and the run action stuff that we do to help him see the field.
We're talking to Michigan head football coach Sharone Moore. Do want to ask you about this contract situation? I'm sure you've been asked about it before. Ward Manuel spoke on it. It's still not done, and it's still the memorandum of understanding is what we're led to believe. Could you fill in, I guess, why this has taken so unusually long to get this deal finalized? Because it looks odd on the outside.
Well, and the contract is signed by both me and Ward, so that whole thing is done. Did that last week, and when you have a long form contract, there's things, there's details that you have to sort out, and you have to discuss and talk between both sides and all those. So there's things that are far more detailed in every little piece, because there's things you have to negotiate and talk about. But we've always been committed to each other. So I'm committed to Michigan. Michigan's committed to me. And yeah, that's the contract is signed, and we're rocking and rolling.
Not many people know much about Arkansas State. What can you tell us? Give us a little bit about what you've seen on film.
Yeah, start with the quarterback. Really good player, leading passer obviously, but also their leading rusher. And does some really good things of taking care of the football and, you know, making plays when plays aren't there as an offense. From a spread offense standpoint, they're base quarters defense, you know, four down, look up front. Not multiple pressures, but do a good job of keeping everything inside and in front and play good fundamental and sound defense. But, you know, a lot of respect for Butch Jones and what he's done throughout his career. So it's going to be a great game.
When you get this team prepared, I mean, some of it is preparing for Arkansas State. Some of it is getting over the last game, right? The whole don't beat you twice mindset. When you addressed the team, what was your message following Texas? And maybe more importantly, how do you think it was received?
Yeah, the message was exactly that. We're not going to let this beat us twice, and we have to have resolve, but we have to look in the mirror and see what we've done right as players, as coaches, and what we've done wrong and what we need to get better at. And there wasn't any finger pointing. It was a lot of, what can I do to get better, coach? How can I help the team? How can I make sure that this doesn't happen again? Because there's a lot of guys that have not lost a game in the regular season. You know, some of these guys that are third-year players only know winning in the regular season, and they, you know, lost one game against TCU. So it hurts. It's different, and guys don't like it. But you can see the resolve. You can see the want to get better in their eyes. And, you know, all I've gotten is positivity from all the guys, and my job now is just to help build them back up and keep them as confident as they should be.
And when the players are going through that process, I'm sure assistant coaches are going through that process, I'm sure you are. When you look at the first two games with, you know, in looking back in retrospect, what are some of the things that you've identified as, this is what I could do better in putting my team in position to ultimately win games?
Yeah, I always am very critical of myself and wins and losses. I never thought that I could do as good as I thought I could. And, you know, the first game I thought just continually managing the clock and doing those things in a way. And same thing with this last game. I thought that in the second quarter I could have did a better job of just managing the clock of, you know, before the 2 minute of letting the clock run down, getting us into the 2 minute and, you know, trying to be more aggressive and, you know, try to get points and get the defense to get a stop and get the ball back. So for me, it's, there's a whole bunch of things that I just got to continue to do to get better as a coach. And I will, because I'm going to continue to work at it. Never finished project, but we're also going to just get better at the team.
Any consideration to taking over play calling duties, or do you feel like your plate's busy enough and that's not something that you feel you need to do at this point?
No, I'm always going to be, you know, I've been a little bit more involved in it and looking at it, but no, right now I really want to be able to look at the whole team and get a feel for how our players are doing. And I think as we get a rhythm, as we get going, we'll be better in that phase.
And it's Kurt Campbell then calling plays at this point?
Yes.
Okay. Michigan head football coach Sherrone Moore, we look forward to these check-ins every week. Good luck this week.
Thank you. Appreciate it, guys. Go Blue.
It's 97.1.